Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Strempel, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and happy fabulous Friday or happy fantastic Friday. Thank you so much for tuning back into How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we'll be talking to Linda Fisk. She's going to tell us about her business, how she got started, as well as give us some other wise nuggets that you can glean from and maybe apply to your business. So welcome, Linda. How are you?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest on your podcast. I am really thrilled to be here and talk to your audience. So thank you so much, Genesis, for allowing me to be a part of this.
My pleasure. Can you tell us the name of your business and how you got started?
Absolutely. The name of my business is Lead Her Ship Global, and it is a membership-based organization of a private, confidential, and supportive community of women designed to accelerate the success of every single member by integrating self-directed learning, impactful small group experiences, peer advisory services, and expert-led coaching and mentoring.
Beautiful. And I like how you said lead her ship. Because it's like you're leading, but you're also leading women. And then you capitalize in your name, the her, because sometimes women get left out and people think, oh, women are just supposed to be, you know, the homemakers or, you know, provide for their husband and their children. But we are much more than that. We can balance various areas. But I just love how you broke that down. So can you go into a little bit more details on how you came up with the name of your business?
Absolutely. So Lead Her Ship Global is designed to enhance the leadership blueprint of unstoppable women around the world. And we really help them embrace their power to be the best versions of themselves, both in work and in life. So if you're a woman in leadership and you're ready to claim your power and change the world, then joining a supportive community like Lead Her Ship Global is absolutely essential. We feature incredibly inspiring connections with powerful women in business, in politics, and in entertainment. And we provide what I consider to be really priceless guidance about the pivotal steps that push women in the direction of their purpose, their mission, their dreams. And we provide practical tools, resources, and quick tips that every woman can use to show up, speak up, and step up into their career as well as their personal life. Really, we help women step into their power. And that's where the idea of Leadership Global came about, because it's leading women into their power, into their purpose, into their mission and vision.
I really love that, because sometimes there are women out there who may be working for a particular employer and they no longer want to be in the employee bucket, but they want to lead and thrive, and they want to thrive based on their passion and their purpose and their destiny assignment and calling, but they may not necessarily have the tools, the resources, or that support system to help them ignite. So I see how your business can definitely cater to those women who are trying to niche down and take ownership of who they are and what they aspire to be. So let's just go a little bit deeper, Linda, and I want you to talk to the listeners on how did you get to where you are today? What was your background and what pushed you into Lead Her Ship? Because I know there's always something that happens in our life, whether it's a circumstance, whether it's, you know, a season changes where we're no longer in a particular season and we're, you want more, but you said, you know what, I just got to take a leap of faith. I got to step out of my comfort zone. So give the listeners a little bit more insight.
Absolutely. So I had the great privilege of working for one of the most prestigious, one of the most successful membership-based organizations for leaders in the world. And I led the global marketing for this organization. And in working with this leadership organization that is truly global and one of the most profound, transformative experiences that you can have, I recognized that the majority of the leadership of that organization was comprised of men. And there was only about 5% of the membership that represented women. And the more that I dug into that, the more I found that women sometimes didn't feel like they belonged. They sometimes felt left out. They sometimes felt as though there wasn't really a place for them. They didn't really have a voice. And they felt, in some cases, dismissed, or they felt as though they weren't valued as much as their male peers. So through that experience of running a global marketing practice for one of the leading leadership organizations in the world, I saw firsthand how incredibly impactful and transformative it can be for leaders to come together in partnership. It's almost like a multiplier effect. There's an incredible transformation that happens when incredible leaders come together in partnership, in collaboration, in community to create change, to accelerate their level of success. And I wanted to capture that lightning in a bottle specifically for women. I wanted to give women that same opportunity, but create a safe haven for them, create a confidential, private, and supportive community specifically for leaders that were women. So imagine if you could overhear intimate, unfiltered conversations with the world's most influential and inspirational women. I feel like that's what we've been able to create with Leadership Global, is the experience of a membership-based organization that is incredibly impactful, transformative for the members, but a safe haven for women. And it was really through my experience of leading the global marketing initiative for the other membership organization that I saw the power of that network. But I also saw how women often didn't feel equal peers to the men that they were in partnership with. So what we try to do is to tackle the most pressing issues that women are facing today as women, as well as leaders. And we break down intimidating topics for women like negotiation, building a brand, accepting failure, becoming self-aware, building emotional intelligence, overcoming fear, listening to your intuition, and some of the most pressing issues that we face as leaders. So I really feel that this kind of global network that connects dynamic, unstoppable women, but in a safe, private, and confidential environment is the secret sauce that allows women to accelerate their success.
Beautiful. And I like how you really just niche down on the different topics that you covered, like intuition, because sometimes we as women, we can dismiss that intuition, how to feel valuable, how to be seen as well as heard. And as you were talking, it really hit home for me because I spent 15 years in corporate America, but 12 of those years were spent in the oil and gas and energy sector, which is a male-dominated field. And as you begin to climb the corporate ladder, you see where they want to give you a seat at the table, but they necessarily don't want you to speak. Or when you're going to represent C-suite executives or your global distributors, your freight forwarders, or whatever, you look a certain way, and they expect you to dress a certain way, because you have to not only look the part, but you have to talk the part. And you represent that company, and that company has its own brand. So you begin to lose yourself, your self-identity and self-worth a little bit, because you're playing into the appeasement of other people. Whereas if you could play into their appeasement, but also pair that with your own uniqueness, you could see how women will feel like they are able to truly thrive instead of feeling suffocated and diminished.
Absolutely, Genesis. That's so well said. And, you know, the women of Leadership Global provide really candid conversations and dive into the real challenges facing women leaders from every angle. And they provide practical actions that you can take today to create real change and make an impact. And I feel like that is incredibly powerful. Not only do they dig deep and discuss the pivotal steps that push them in the direction of their purpose, their mission, their dreams, but they also provide practical tools, resources. And as Leadership Global, we provide proprietary and third-party diagnostics and assessments and resources and coaching and mentoring and peer advisory services to ensure that women can show up, speak up, and step up. And we really feel like, you know, lives have been dramatically impacted and even transformed through Leadership Global.
Okay, that is amazing. And then with the current climate that we're in, you know, there's a lot of businesses that are trying to jump on bandwagons and they're doing things to be seen, but then their actions aren't really, you know, measuring up. So if you're on the inside looking out, you're like, wait, these mission statements aren't adding up or whatnot, but from the outside looking in, everything looks glamorous. So what is your stance on diversity, equity, and inclusion? And how do you ensure that Leadership Global is meeting those metrics, those KPIs, showing that we're not only just here to help you, but these are the actions that we're taking in our organization, in our community to make an impact, and et cetera.
Yes, that's so right on. I'm so glad you asked about that. You know, you mentioned that now more than ever, it's important to embrace diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I would say in a year marked by crisis and uncertainty, corporate America really is at a crossroads. And the choices that companies make today will have consequences on gender equality for decades to come. The pandemic has intensified the challenges that women already faced, balancing childcare, school, household labor, and a full-time job. Companies risk losing women in leadership and future women leaders and unwinding years of painstaking progress towards gender diversity and gender equality. But I would also say this crisis also represents an opportunity. If companies right now make significant investments in building a more flexible and empathetic workplace, they can retain women leaders and nurture a culture in which women have equal opportunity to achieve their potential over the long term. And women have unique leadership capabilities that position them incredibly well to thrive in the rapidly evolving global workplace that's transforming right now from remote work to flexible schedules and even the gig economy. I think that there are incredible ways to leverage the unique strengths of women and accelerate their careers during this really uncertain time. And I would say burnout for women is a real issue. I feel like women, especially women of color, are more likely to have been laid off or furloughed during the past year, stalling their careers and jeopardizing their financial security. And working mothers have always had a double shift, a full day of work, followed by hours spent caring for children and doing household labor. And the support systems that made working and caring for a family even possible, like school and childcare, have been absolutely upended in the last year, and they're slowly starting to reopen. So I feel like every employer and every organization right now has an onus, has a responsibility to ensure that they're embracing the diversity and creating equity in their corporate structure, in their unique workplaces to allow women to thrive.
I like that, because I would just piggyback off of that, Linda, and say, whenever we're creating space for working mothers, whether, you know, they were they're just coming off of maternity leave and they're repatriating back into the workforce, you have to let them know that it's okay. And you can't expect that working mother to measure up to another woman who does not have kids, because the playing field is not going to be equal, because one has, you know, responsibilities at home, whereas the other does have responsibilities at home if she's a wife, a caregiver, or whatever. But you see the dynamic shift and you can't expect them to be in the same bucket. Then also women of color, and me being a woman of color, I could resonate with that statement, because after 7.5 years of working for a Fortune 500 oil and gas company, I found out that I was going to be laid off in December, which was 1 week after my father passed last year. He passed on November 25th, but then they let me work up until February 15th. But I said, you know what, God, when one door closes, another one always opens. And this is a time to pivot, because even though businesses and places are shutting down, what skills and qualities do you have that you could capitalize on and monetize it? Yes, you may fall down, but you have to get back up. And we as women have to be resilient, but we also have to look to complement one another instead of being in competition with each other, which is so prevalent, no matter what your stance is, no matter if you're a woman of color, no matter if you have physical or invisible disabilities, whether you are a different sexual orientation. There are so many different layers of the onion that we need to peel back and just see a woman for a woman, despite her outward appearance or despite what makes her different. So I just love that you niche down on that and you really elaborated on it. And I really hope it resonates with our listeners, because, you know, I didn't plan on going this way in the conversation, but I felt it was a need to ask that question, especially with Leadership Global, because it's all about leadership. It's women and it's a global aspect, not just one particular group, but you could see the broadness of it, that you are trying to cover the span for all women.
That's right. And I will tell you that let me just say, I'm so sorry to hear about your experience of losing your father and losing your job. That had to have been an incredibly traumatic time. But it points to the fact that companies need to rethink work norms. We're really at a crossroads right now. And while there are some benefits to remote work, employees are also dealing with financial uncertainty, burnout, and mental health issues. And as a result, certain groups are really struggling, like working moms, women of color, and even senior women. So companies are at a place where they need to be really deliberate about redesigning this workplace, or else losing the women who are really struggling most. Work-life flexibility was actually the number one issue for women in 2020. And increasing flexibility could allow companies to better attract and retain diverse talent across different geographies. And as you noted, this isn't just about gender. This could be about, you know, lifestyle. This could be about ethnicity. This could be about, simply being a more responsible corporate entity and creating and sustaining a culture and brand that protects and empowers all employees. So companies need to focus on how to cultivate, I believe, more women leaders and prevent women, especially during their childbearing years, from leaking out of the leadership pipeline.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh my gosh, that just hit home. So I guess, how do you attract and retain your members that are part of Leadership Global?
Well, I will tell you that initially we began to handpick women that were doing incredibly remarkable things in the world. They were creating movements. They were creating philanthropies, nonprofits. They were building businesses. They were creating incredible new industries. They were disrupting industries. And we felt as though those were women that we want to learn from, that we wanted to align with, that we wanted to represent in the world. We wanted to further their voice. We wanted to give them a global stage to be able to shout from. We wanted to celebrate these women that were doing remarkable things in the world. And my sense is that that has simply grown. It's become a real movement like you. You left corporate America and now you're on your own path. You're doing something surprising, something unique, something creative. And we're finding that more and more women are really embracing their power and asking what next or what else. And they're leveling up on their goals, their purpose, and also their connections. And so this has taken on a life of its own. Although initially we really handpicked the women that we wanted to give a global stage to, you know, they have told their friends who have told their friends who have told their friends. And now I will say we've got a global network of over 10,000 women that are CEOs, that are business leaders, that are philanthropists, that are advocates, that are champions, that are investors. And so my sense is that, you know, I learn from every single member. It's absolutely remarkable to see what women are capable of doing and what they are doing in the workplace, in their community, in their region. It's absolutely inspiring. And the one thing that I think all these women have in common is this idea of empathy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, empathy wins in a crisis. Women leaders outperform men in most soft leadership skills. It's often referred to as sort of emotional intelligence, but it's really any ability pertaining to the way that you approach others and that you handle your professional life. And women tend to excel. So the women that are a part of Leadership Global, I think in total, have an incredible sense of empathy, have a remarkable sense of emotional intelligence. And that has proven to be a real advantage, not only in building a dynamic, supportive community, but in creating global movements. It's been absolutely remarkable to see how women have come together to create change and to really impact the world.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I think that is just amazing. That warms my heart, and I'm sure it's going to warm other listeners' heart. So as we begin to wrap up, Linda, can you leave us with some lasting tips? And then I also want you to let the listeners know the name of your business again, how they can find you, and what social media platforms are you on, and your contact information if you feel applicable.
Absolutely. So a couple tips that I would leave is if you work for a corporate entity, some sort of large business, then ask for what you need from your employer. If you need a mentoring program, if you need career and development resources, if you need employee resources or manager resources to develop, to continue to flourish and grow as a professional, ask for that. If your employer does not have that, if they don't have the opportunity for mentoring programs, career development programs, employee resources, manager resources, then don't wait for that to come to you. Be assertive and find those resources on your own. Again, we believe that that's one of the purposes of Leadership Global is to give women access to diagnostics, assessments, resources, thought leadership, connections, relationships, networks that help them accelerate their success and so that they can continue to move forward in their own learning journey. The second thing I would say is focus on advancing your skill set. This is a rapidly evolving workplace right now, and you have to create competencies as well as behaviors that are required for an increasingly demanding leadership environment. You have to know how to have authentic communication and how to develop your own leadership style. You have to learn how to navigate through discomfort, sort of work through any level of imposter syndrome you may be feeling. You have to learn how to give and receive actionable feedback, set and assert boundaries, negotiate on behalf of yourself and your team. And you have to know how to develop teams, develop champions. And if these kinds of leadership skills are not something that you feel really comfortable with right now, please invest in yourself. Create these competencies and learn these behaviors that are required in leadership. and that are expected more and more in this really quickly evolving workplace that we're a part of. You have to cultivate executive presence, polish your presentation skills, and call people to take action. And again, if you are not receiving those kinds of opportunities to create those competencies, to up-level your skills, and your employer does not offer that to you, seek it out. It is incredibly important that as women and as leaders, that we invest in ourselves and that we create those level of competencies so that we can be really competitive. And when that door opens, we're ready to walk through it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So the things that jumped out of me is if you don't see what you need, create a space for it. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. Networking. Networking is key. Find an advocate, find a sponsor, and create your own space if one is not being given to you. Another thing that really resonated is take ownership of you, but also take ownership of your career, and don't be subject to no's. When I hear the word no, I think of it as next opportunity or new opening. And, you know, I just look for the way that I could bust through the door or break those glass ceilings, because I wasn't born in a box. So why should I be in a box? The box is for the afterlife when I'm getting ready to be called home and transition. So just think about those things. And Linda, I really enjoyed the way that you broke those tips down. And for our listeners out there, once again, this is How I Scale Service podcast. We're listening to Linda Fisk. She's going to give us her contact information, the name of her business, and the social media platform she's on. So make sure you go connect with her, her business, and just really let her know how this segment resonated with you and what you learned from her.
That's perfect. It's Linda Fisk. The name of my business is Lead Her Ship Global. And I am super active on LinkedIn, but you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well under Linda Fisk. So my full LinkedIn profile is simply linkedin.com/Linda Fisk.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in to How I Scale Service podcast. Once again, I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard Linda Fisk. And until we chat next time, peace, love, and blessings, and make sure you're doing something to put yourself above the curve.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.